Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, 7, 8, more on contingent Gittin. Here he says, Hareze Gitech, he gives his wife a get, and she says, this get should be effective. Im lo va'asim mekan vad shneimasar chodesh, if I don't come back within 12 months. Umeis besoch shneimasar chodesh, and then he dies within those 12 months. So, of course, he won't be coming back within 12 months, but when he gave the get, he didn't say it should be effective now. He meant it should be effective in 12 months if he doesn't come back. And since by the time the 12 months are here, he's already dead, and as we established before, a dead person is not able to divorce his wife. So therefore, umeis pesoch shnei masar chodesh, if he dies within those 12 months, eino get, the get is not functional, it's not effective. And therefore, the woman is dying not as a divorcee, but as a widow. So she would, for example, fall to Yibum if the husband had no children, and she, yes, could marry a Kohen, because she's not a Grusha, not a divorcee. If he says, however, Hareze Gitech Me'achshav, Imlo Ba'asi Ma'ad, Mikan Ba'ad Shneimasar Chodesh, if he says, this is your get effective as of now, if I don't come back within the next 12 months, Umeis Besoch Shneimasar Chodesh, and then he dies within the 12 months, of course he won't come back, so therefore Hareze Get, the get's effective, and that being the case, she is going to be a divorcee and not a widow. There's a bit of a question in the Gemara. Well, what happens in the next 12, until the 12 months are completed, since the condition, of course, will be met, but it hasn't been met yet, because it has 12 months haven't occurred, what's going to happen? So there, the Gemara asks the question, essentially leaves it as a suffix, indeterminate. So of course, you'd go l'chumra, strictly, because if you're talking about Doraisa, it's like, could she marry again? The answer is she can't marry again until 12 months are up from when he gave it to her.